10 old marketing strategies that are new again. The big element of marketing is attention. So where the customer's attention is, and either sell to them or market to them by associating your brand with the attention. We'll focus on the branding side of things for this, getting your brand in front of your customer. We'll focus on some traditional marketing methods that reached their peak in the past, perhaps, but where the cost has come back to a level that makes sense for marketing purposes. Not all these strategies may make sense for you, but hopefully there are one or two that can help your business grow. The first one is radio. Podcasting has been going through an apparent boom the last year or so. It's not a big survey, but thinking about myself, my audio consumption in podcasts has increased dramatically over the last few years, from zero to just about an hour every single day, and that's a big jump. Big reason is that audio allows you to consume content while you're doing something else. You can work out while listening, you can drive while listening. That's why I think radio will be important in the future. The medium has been around for about 100 years. Radio continues to be mostly free or inexpensive for consumers. They have content creators creating great content, musicians, topic hosts, and more. Some radio advertising is still expensive, but not all. Number two, direct mail. Right out of college in 2007, my first job was in direct mail. I worked for a footwear cataloger. It was pretty cool to learn that industry for 5 years. I obviously moved into digital marketing with blogging, but a part of me is still with direct mail. For companies, people still put some attention in the mailbox every day. There are opportunities to stand out in that attention space for reasonable prices, and not just in the mailbox, but also in package delivery. Could be underpriced attention when putting a physical advertisement in packages that people receive on their doorstep from, say, Amazon. Maybe not in the Amazon box, but maybe in the shoe box or the box food box. Number three, physical samples. E-commerce has been wonderful. You can watch video, you can look at images. It's great, it saves time. There are still great value in physical samples, things you can hold, see. I'm a big believer that some of the best marketing is giving away your product or service. Instead of paying for attention, you attract your own attention by giving away your product. Especially in the local business world, grocery stores have long known this strategy. Free samples make for great marketing, probably even better than something like social media marketing, depending on how it's done. Number four, demos. And this would be a version of a free sample, but for companies that do services or maybe that sell something that's not really physical, perhaps like a software product, or maybe some kind of entertainment, just a demonstration of how something is done. Actually, you pretty much see this if you watch TV with pitchmen doing things like showcasing cleaning products and things like that. A really traditional tactic that still works incredibly well both in the offline and online world. Number five, premium gifts. Lots of people still love receiving something as a delivery, in the mailbox, at the front door. In the B2B world, gifts still make a statement, especially premium gifts that focus on multiple senses. The type of food that provides taste, smell, and touch, maybe a fine wine, or maybe something very tactile like a leather carry bag or something simple. Number six, branded print content. A recent example of this for me was the Golfer's Journal. That was based on the Surfer's Journal. Print content will probably never be at the level it was 20 or so years ago. That was a major way for consumers to access content. But with digital, they have new ways to access any content they want. But that also leaves a vacuum for premium print content. Print that stands out and hits on multiple senses, including touch and even in smell. The Golfer's Journal has a handful of sponsors, making it a form of branded content. There are really no rules about brands creating their own premium print content. Number seven, physical signage. We still live in a physical world. There are still opportunities for underpriced attention. One of the classics that has always stood out to me is signage above, say, a urinal in the men's room. I don't really see people using their phones in that setting necessarily, so they have to look straight ahead, and that's where their attention is for a minute. And that's not the only example. There are plenty of instances when people are looking or listening and not using their phones. Number eight, branded video, audio, and text. You see lots more branded content in the future. Brands going where the attention is, all forms. It's nothing new. One example of branded content I love is Shell's Wonderful World of Golf. where they created the entire series for the sole purpose of entertaining people and get people introduced to Shell. Number 9 is education. Educational brand content is nothing new either. People are usually looking for education or entertainment. If you're a brand and looking for attention, then providing your customer with some type of education can be a great way to earn their attention, trust, and business. The last one, number 10, is entertainment. Just another form of branded content. I was in the record store the other day and saw that Firestone used to have their brand associated with a collection of holiday albums. I think we'll see more of that type of thing in the future. Maybe even with more music like that. Sometimes what is old becomes new again. Marketing never really changes drastically. It's all about where the attention is and what the cost is for that attention. As digital marketing gets more and more expensive, some of those old tactics, like the ones here, will become affordable again.